On January 13, 1982, an airliner leaving Washington National in a blizzard crashed into a traffic-packed bridge. Of the many who responded, four were particular heroes.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Snow and sleet had fallen steadily all day. Air Florida Flight 90, with 79 on board, was hours late, but around 4 p.m. it finally took off. However, the plane failed to gain altitude, and a mile away it scraped the northbound span of the 14th Street Bridge, hitting seven vehicles before plunging into the ice-choked Potomac. Miraculously, six of those on board survived the crash and surfaced injured in the river. Roger Olean arrived on the riverbanks, tied a makeshift line around his waist, and made his way through the ice-clogged water toward the survivors. Before he reached them, a Park Police helicopter arrived. Flown by Donald Usher and manned by Melvin Windsor, it was the only craft that could get through the driving storm. Working in extreme conditions, they managed to lift four survivors to the banks. But the fifth was too injured to hold on. A bystander, Lenny Skutnik, plunged into the icy river, swam to the floundering woman, and supported her until a firefighter arrived.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.